picks up this door. He's here.
Where was he from?
I'm just Atlanta, Georgia. I'll find his address, I'll show it to you. And he read this story, and he told my brother, he said, he was in a restaurant one night, and one of his friends, working, I guess, for the same company he was, said, "What do you think you can do with this story? Think you can print this over?" And he said, "Well, I sure can try." He said, "Would it be worth a lot to us?" So he took, you don't have a right to do it unless you got permission.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he called George and asked George, could he reprint that story? So George said, make him no difference. So the guy come down here, just like you're doing, and interviewed us and talked with all of us. And, they changed his story quite a bit, but he picked up a few things out of that. But I'd rather this story than the other one, but you'd like to read the other one too. I mean, if you'd like this one, you'd like the other.
Yeah.
George got $3,000. For doing it, you know, for the story. He gave $2,000. He gave to the school, he gave $1,000 for his father and mother, you know, he dedicated a room, he had a new school, a room for his father and mother and a room for her father, for his wife's father and mother. And Terry trying to get out of here.
Trying what?
Diphtheria. That's a throat disease.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get here, and the weather was too bad to get out here by boat. And he just died. And then I got sick and miscarried twins on the boat. And George said, and then when that happened, that was the end of it. Pop really fought for the road then. And that's all it says about me. If it wouldn't name me, you wouldn't know nothing about me. But they'd have fun.
What's your name?
One just... Somebody said she told him she didn't know it was that bad to stay home all the time. He'd come back home. He went with him to Houston. He must have finished last year. 18 years old. I tried to talk him out of that one day. He told him, get married. As soon as I get through school, I said, don't do that. I said, wait till you're about 24. I said, oh man, be a little boy a little while. No, I'm going to get married. It was about me sleeping. I said, maybe you noticed the one I didn't go to sleep on you Saturday, yesterday. But the minute I sit quiet, I go to sleep. I can be, like go to Abbeville, I'll sleep three times, most of the time, to go to Abbeville. Sit quiet, I fall asleep. I sit quiet any time. I never went to sleep on you today. Big one. I go to church. I can go to bed 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, I go to bed, I sleep a while, I'm up. I'm awake at 2:30. Then I twist around and try. I go to sleep. But I've been like that all my life. Sleep by the old lady, Mrs. Jan, that when you talk with, she told me she took care of me. What, my first 3 weeks of my life, and she said, when she'd bathe me, I'd never wake up. She, you know, after I grew up and this began to bother me, she told me, she said, Maitland, don't worry. She said, you'll never hurt you. She said, you was born like that. And I've been to doctors and I've never left. I go to sleep and then I now, in my later years, well, most of them I take